Every morning, new every morning, it is thy faithfulness, O Lord, it is thy faithfulness, they are new every morning. I want to welcome all of you to today's School of the Day Daily Devotional, CDD Devotional. This is the day that He, the Lord God, has made, and we have to all rejoice and be glad in it. In fact, He has been so good unto us. He has kept us alive. He has remained the bishop of our soul. Brethren, before I share with you, I want to pray with you. Oh, gracious Father, everlasting King, King of glory, we hallow thee, we bow before thee. We say you alone, you are God. Thank you for the opportunity to live, even to hear your voice. We pray, O Lord, that this hour you will grant us understanding. Help us to know that which we don't know. Help us to hear your voice clearly. Save our souls. Deliver us from captivity and bless us. Thank you, Abba Father, that it will not be my word, but your word. And at the end, we will become like you. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name I have prayed. All the saints will say amen. You are all welcome again to this morning, cool of the day, and the time and hour in your nation. People of the way, we are still dealing with becoming like Him, part 8, and it is back to 1873, the 73rd episode of Back to Eden. And by grace, yesterday we looked at the part 7 of becoming like Him. The essence of life is to become like Him. If you don't become like Him, you can't live in Him forever. If you don't become like Him, there is no way you will have a place in the kingdom of heaven. We saw that in Genesis chapter number 1, even the verse 26, Yahweh said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So Yahweh created man in His own image. You can clearly see that in verse 28, the Bible says, and Yahweh said, "Let us," plural, "let us make." But verse 27, the Bible says, "So He created man in His image," not their image. First one, "Let us make man in our image." The verse 27, "So Yahweh created man in His image." It should tell you that the cabinet of heaven, in fact, those who are with Him there, they have His image. That is why they can live with Him. You can't live like him and live with him without having his image. It is very important. So as Elohim, he called and said, let us know for sure that the others do have his image. That is why they are living with him. I will find time and we will dig deep to the nature of Abba Father, his nature. You see, after that we saw that there is a need for us to have his nature, his image, in order to live like him. So, people of the way, it is important for you to understand that in Colossians chapter number 1, within the verse 15, Yahusha HaMashiach is the image of the Father. He's the image of the Father. That is, he's the nature of the Father. You see? So it is important for believers to come to the knowledge of this truth, that you need him to live like him. You need him to walk with him. You need him to live in him. Anything less than this is a crime in heaven. So he gave us himself, his nature, the one the first man lost. He came and restored that nature back unto us. Because the nature of the Father is a package. It comes with so many things. Then you need knowledge to activate that package called nature of Yahuwah. So you can have his nature, you can have his image, and you are not looking like him or living like him. Because you have not acquired knowledge to activate those things. A man can be gifted, a man can possess talents, but without knowledge, those things will remain dormant. The person will not be able to live according to the gift in him. So knowledge is key. Knowledge activates. Knowledge helps one to be able to use that which he has or that which is in him. So we saw that after that, your mind needs to be renewed. Okay? You need word. You need information to activate the very nature, which is love. Having the nature of love without acquiring knowledge as to how to love, you will not be able to love anyone, because love is an action word. Hallelujah. Now, we also saw that we need to go back and also check how one will be born again. Because without born again, there is no way you will be able to, in fact, have the nature of the Father. You can't have Yahusha in you if you are not born again. So we went to Romans 10 verse 15 and we saw the quote of Paul the Apostle, and he said there is a need for a messenger to preach, so that when you hear the preaching, you can be saved. And then he continued by talking about how those people need to be sent. And then he talked about a very important thing that believers need to take note of. He said, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. This gospel is not gospel of prosperity. Okay? It's a gospel of peace. First things first. Without reconciliation, without the restoration of that relationship we lost through our father Adam, there is no way good tidings will make sense. There is no way good things will come your way. So the gospel must be that which brings peace. And the Bible is saying,
Those who preach such gospel, their feet are so beautiful. So we saw that he quoted from Isaiah, because by vision and revelation, Isaiah was able to hear and see that which has been said and yet to be revealed. So visions are revelations. Okay, it has been said already. So I made a statement by the Spirit of the Lord that anything Yahweh will say and is saying has been said already. So there is a need for him to be taken into the realm to see and hear. So what has been said, that needs to be said today. What has been said, that needs to be done tomorrow, that needs to be said tomorrow. Then Yahweh will now reveal that part unto man to say it so that it will be done, because he works with his word. Okay, if that is settled, we now said, okay, we have to now check how the Messiah was born again, because he's our perfect example. Okay, we look up to him. In fact, the Bible says, as the serpent was lifted up on the wilderness, so will the Son of God will be lifted up on a tree. And when the serpent was lifted up, they have to look upon it, and the poison was neutralized. So we have to first look, upon him, to be able to know him and to be able to live like him. So said, okay, let's go and check how he was born, because it is only his birth that angels rejoice in heaven. It should tell you that he's coming into the world, he did not use the way of man. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, I think chapter 15, not the exact verse, the Bible says he is he that came from heaven. Adam came from the earth and he came from heaven. So he was not born the way man was born, lest he will have sin. He was born sinless. So he was not born the way man was born. That the prophets cursed the day that they were born. And that he came and said, we need to be born again. Meaning that our first birth is defect. There are some defections. Our first birth is not good. So there is a need for us to be born again. But for him, when he was born, angels rejoiced. And it is the exact way that when someone is born again, repents, angels in heaven rejoice. That is the same word, rejoice, that the Bible used when the Savior was born. So his first, he coming into this world, I tell you, there is no problem with it at all. In fact, when he was going to be baptized, John said, no, you have to rather baptize me. Okay? But he said, for righteousness to be fulfilled. So he was only doing it, not because he has sinned, for him to be baptized, but for righteousness, for all righteousness to be fulfilled. See, the right way to be done, because he is our example. If he does not do it, men will not do it. You say, well, Yahusha did not even do that, So he did it for all righteousness to be what? Fulfilled. Now, if that is settled, then there is a need for us to check how he was born. So we travel to Luke chapter number 1, okay, especially from verse 35, and we saw how the angel of Yahweh was sent to a Virgin Mary, Then he gave him a good news. The Bible says he was a messenger. This comes back to Romans 10:15, that no one can hear the gospel and be saved if no one preaches, and no one can preach until he's sent. So angels simply means angelos, messengers, sent with message. Okay? That's why you need to be very careful. The one who leads you to Yahusha has been sent. You know, we have three categories. There are people Yahuwah has called. There are people he has chosen. And there are people who desire to do the work, and Yahuwah has permitted them because the laborers are few. So when you desire, he will allow you. Such people don't start churches. Okay? There are people Yahuwah has chosen. Yeah. See? Some of them, they will come to him. They want to follow him to be part of the disciples or the 12. Then he tells them, "Yo, you go and tell the word about what he has done for you." They were still going to preach, but they were not part of the 12 who were to go out and establish churches. Okay? So, there is a need for the person to be sent. So, an angel, Gabriel, was sent to Mary. Look at how Yahusha was born. He was sent to Mary. Okay? And the Bible says, he now spoke to him, to her. And at the end, the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." So it's a holy thing. So the messenger came and then proclaimed. Let's go to verse 34 and let us look at something there. So that you have an idea as to how one needs to be born again. People think that it's only going to the river and be dipped in. Some people have been taking baths. Okay? "Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" How shall this be? How will it be? "I know no man." This word can also mean, "I have no intimacy with any man." Some version translated it as, "I am a virgin." Okay. But actually, it is a present continuous. So it is like, as I'm talking now, I have never had intimacy with any man, and I have no intimacy. In fact, I don't fellowship with any man. Let me use the kingdom word for you to understand. So I know no man. It does not mean that she has never seen a man walking around. She doesn't know the name of any man. No. She has never had fellowship, intimacy, walked with a man. As to, you know what I mean, sexual intimacy as human being. So he said, "I know no man, I am a virgin." So it starts from there. Why? Because in today's world, the enemy, when you read Ezekiel 28 and you go down, especially when he defiled his sanctuary with multitude of his business, merchandise, the Bible says the kings will see him. The Bible used man for a man, for Satan. You know, he's a cherub, and cherub can transform themselves. So he used man. Okay. Now, when you go to Revelation 17, verse 2, Revelation 17, the verse 2, you see how the man of sin, the Bible calls him man of sin or son of perdition, he now fornicates with the world, and especially with some special people. with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. It's referring to Satan, you know, his kingdom. I told you that Yahusha is the kingdom of Yahuwah. That is why when the kingdom had already come, they were saying, show us. And he said, no, the kingdom of God is in you. Okay. So Satan also comes with kingdoms. He took Yahusha and said, bow down to me and I'll give you everything. So when you bow down to a kingdom, you are bowing down to an entity, a spiritual entity. So when you accept the kingdom of God, you have accepted Yahusha. That is why he says, seek ye the kingdom of God first. What is first that needs to come to us? It's Yahuwah. And he says, seek ye the kingdom of God. He's referring to himself. Because kingdom simply means a person, a king with his domain, with his authority, with his influence. You see. Now, the Bible says, many have been fornicating, okay, with this entity. How? In today's world, that is where they copied from, that demonic thing called oral sex. Let me tell you, Satan fornicates with the mouth. One serious thing Satan used to have an affair, to fornicate with people, that the world and the church is ignorant of, is the mouth. He's a dangerous guy. You see. So, Mary said, I know no man. But all of us, we have known men. Why? Because Satan has been fornicating with us because we are from Adam. He has been fellowshipping with us. That's why we need to be born again. Now, how? He fornicates with you using the mouth. That is his dangerous part. The most dangerous part of the man of sin is his mouth. That is why many people now, you see, they pull it from the spirit and they do oral sex. It's very demonic. Anyone who fornicates with you in the mouth, with the mouth, is sucking your blood. Is sucking your blood. Anyone fornicating with you is sucking your blood. Hallelujah. So there is a need for you to, you see, let me say it this way. Let's go to Revelation 18, verse 3. Hallelujah. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. You see that? Now, Revelation 17 verse 2, we saw that people were also drinking from what? The wine of her fornication. Which part of your body do you use to drink from a cup? It's the mouth. So it's mouth to mouth. You see, let me tell you something. Satan, his agents, they fornicate with their mouth. So when they are sucking you, they suck the blood out of you. It also means that life is in the blood. So that is why man died. It's a mystery in the beginning. That's why man died. Because when he went to the garden, because after that, the Bible says they said they were naked. But Satan was talking to Eve. He spoke with Eve. So when someone drinks a blood, the Bible says that person needs to be killed, because life of a thing is in the blood. Okay? Now, let me just, that is not where I'm going today. So, Mary saying, I know no man. It should tell you that in today's world, many know men. Many know men. We today's generation don't know how to keep themselves from this spiritual fornication. Therefore, being born again has become a problem. Because whoever is fornicating with you is putting a seed in you. And if that seed, according to Peter, if it is not incorruptible, your salvation is not, is fake. You are not truly born again. You can't have the nature of Yahuwah if that seed is corrupt. That is why the angel said a holy thing is a seed. So whilst he spoke, Mary needed to take in that seed. And don't forget, the spirit will overshadow. That's why you need to be born of water and spirit. Water here represents the word, and the spirit, the Holy Spirit. Remember one day, Yahusha said, the word I am speaking to you has washed you. So the word, the water, in this sense, happens to be the word. And the Holy Spirit is, in fact, the spirit. You need to be born of water and of the spirit. So, after that, that is when you are deep into water, physical water, which will fulfill righteousness, which is a physical thing of what is has been done spiritually. I don't want to confuse you. I will be breaking it into pieces so that we'll be able to understand it very well. So, many people, they are still knowing men. They have intimacy with men. They have been, you see, there is an ongoing fornication. They have been engaged. So, it's difficult for them to really receive the incorruptible seed, which is the nature, which is Yahusha. That is why you have to hear the gospel first. The hearing of the gospel is what brings the seed of righteousness, which is the nature. Other than that, it will be a total waste. So there are people, yesterday I shared, there are people, they were born again from their churches to another church. Okay? And they did not empty themselves. They did not disconnect themselves. In fact, they are still even listening and allowing them to fornicate with them. Let me say it this way. If you are still with a man, it will be difficult for you to be born again. That is why we have something called deliverance. So those who are sent, there are things Yahuwah. You see, when the angel went to Mary, Mary was alone there. When the angel went to, you know, Zacharias, he was alone. Being alone simply means deliverance. Heaven orchestrated. So, if you are not pulled out from men, the planting cannot be done. So, there is a need. So, those who are sent with the gospel, they are trained by the Spirit. There are things they do that eyes cannot see. That is when the seed of righteousness, which is the nature, will be planted in you. So, there are things Yahuwah let them do in secret, on their knees, okay, before they preach the gospel. Other than that, the person who is already engaged in having men, It is not possible. Because per Mary, I know no man. I know no man. So how can this be? Meaning that she's trying to say that a man can make you pregnant. A man can make you pregnant. But this born again stuff, it is only heaven that needs to impregnate. So the next series, I will teach you then what Mary represents. What? Am I the one to carry myself for me to be born again? We will get there. So I am ending today by saying, if you were not born again right, the conception was wrong. If there is an error in your conception, you will come out and still remain the same. You see, so it is about the conception stage, and that is where many people are getting it wrong, because they still know men. There are people, they will, like I've witnessed this, like back to God, people who come out from other churches and they sit down to hear the gospel with preconceived. They don't empty themselves. Some will even say, oh, they have baptized me already. Some will even say, well, even some will not even say, I've been baptized. I need new baptism. But they don't say, I need new conception. They just want the washing away. They just want the fulfillment of righteousness. They just want to be dipped in water. But they have forgotten that before a woman will give birth, something has entered the belly for so many months. So they come in and they are baptized again, and they look at themselves and they cannot stop some things, and they say, ah, then here too is the same. No, your conception must be right. If the conception was wrong, if the taking in of the seed is wrong, you will be born with the same defect. You see, the first birth is full of defects. You see? See a woo fufroa. Nia yen yin se wuya. Wa wana ya wonu. Ube tisenya kwekuna ya woo and sene ya woo fufron. Amana ya woo and sene ya woo fufron. You remain the same. May Yahuwah bless all of you. I pray that he will help you to understand this. As we continue tomorrow, Yah willing. Please make sure you share and introduce School of the Day to somebody. It's about restoration. Back to Eden is back to paradise. Back to paradise is back to the bosom of Abraham. Back to the bosom of Abraham is back to Christ. So it is a way of drawing men back to Yahuwah. Thank you all. Take care. Bye-bye.